This is the Seedbed Daily Text. Receive the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Romans 8:26-27. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us through wordless groans. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for God's people in accordance with the will of God. Consider this. Have you felt weak lately, falling behind as you chase the mighty child of God's success wagon down the street? Or are you generally fearful as you consider if your own spiritual life can withstand the test of your current trials and the test of time? We can be grateful today that Jesus understood weakness, suffering, and pain. We can also take great peace from the fact that the Holy Spirit living within us is familiar with the kinds of pain we endure. Everyone else may not know what you are carrying today, but your Father knows. Isaiah, prophesying of the suffering servant, said, "He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Surely He took up our pain and bore our suffering. He was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on Him, and by His wounds we are healed." Isaiah 53:3-5, selections. By His wounds we are healed. Weakness happens. Suffering happens. Pain happens. And yet, as Romans 8:9a reminds us, you, however, are not in the realm of the flesh, but you are in the realm of the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God lives in you. The Spirit is at work within us, healing our wounds, empowering our recoveries, and strengthening us in the midst of enduring pain. It's true. We must own it and believe it. However you are being healed and helped in this season of your life, you can trust the Spirit is at work in it all. There are many great insights being offered out there in the world today for how to better care for ourselves and others. Our spiritual health, our mental health, our emotional health, and our physical health all flow together to determine our overall health as a human being. We can draw from the good and reject the unhelpful as we follow Jesus. But no matter how many insights come from the buy our product / plan / book and your wounds will be healed world around us, even generously offered from skilled practitioners and wise people, there is no greater strength that anyone can have for overcoming weakness than the Holy Spirit living within us. The Spirit helps us in our weakness, verse 26 says. Earlier, before this verse, Paul writes, "I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing with the glory that will be revealed in us." Romans 8:18. Your sufferings, my sufferings, are offset by the hope of new creation that is before us. All things will be made new. We will rise from death, whole, complete, and without sickness or pain. We will see the healing and wholeness of things we so long to see in this lifetime. There is a glory that will be revealed in you. Take a deep breath and trust Jesus again today. The Spirit will help you in your weakness. The prayer. Jesus, I receive the Holy Spirit. I surrender my weakness to you, knowing that only you can convert it to a spiritual strength that makes me resilient for a lifetime. Come, Holy Spirit, give me faith for my healing and faith for enduring. I welcome both from your presence within me. In Jesus' name, amen. The question, what weakness are you most challenged by right now? How is the Spirit helping you to overcome it? For The Awakening, I'm Dan Wilt.